So one final question about this case. As you mentioned, this patient elected to have the termination of the pregnancy. And you were mentioning the issue of managing patients like this, locally advanced disease, who are going to go through the entire pregnancy, let's say in this situation, being diagnosed at 8 weeks. And my question is about anti-HER therapy, because I know in the past there were a lot of questions about trastuzumab. People didn't use it. I don't really know exactly how much data, particularly clinical data, we actually had. I'm guessing there must be even less data with pertuzumab. Is the general approach that you will not use either one of those drugs during the entire pregnancy? Would you use one or both last trimester? How would you approach use of anti-HER therapy during pregnancy?
My understanding, Neil, is that even trastuzumab, which of course we've had a lot of experience with, is that there's adverse outcomes in pregnancy with oligohydramnios and other complications. So I consider it contraindicated in pregnancy to use either trastuzumab, and certainly I don't think we have any information on pertuzumab. I just want to say that I take a very aggressive approach to endocrine therapy in those under the age of 35. The SOFT and the TEXT trial analyses have shown us that women under 35 have the worst outcomes with suboptimal endocrine therapy, which is tamoxifen alone, and that they have the best outcomes with the approach that really gets their estradiol levels down the most, which is an LHRH agonist plus an aromatase inhibitor. If this woman had completed childbearing, I would favor a BSO and an aromatase inhibitor, which I would be optimistic would be the ideal therapy for her, because it's difficult to completely suppress the ovaries of a very young woman with an LHRH agonist on a reliable basis. But it sounds like this woman would like to consider having additional children, and therefore I would recommend an LHRH agonist plus an aromatase inhibitor such as exemestane per the SOFT and the TEXT trial. And I would try for 5 years of therapy, Neil, before considering stopping the therapy to proceed with additional childbearing. But I think it's just really, really important to optimize endocrine therapy in these very young women.